You're listening to SBS News.
Criteria for signing up as part of a volunteer firefighting service is similar across the country, but some also differ from state to state. Every state and territory requires prospective volunteers to undergo a criminal background check or provide a good character check. Everywhere except Tasmania, where 17-year-olds can apply, volunteers need to be at least 18 years of age. Outside of those ages, you can still be eligible to join with parental consent or sign up for a junior program. Citizenship requirements, though, is something that differs from state to state. For example, the Northern Territory's Police, Fire and Emergency Services doesn't require volunteers to be citizens, but Victoria's Country Fire Authority does.
We've got people that join from all walks of life. So we've got young people, we have women of all ages, we have retirees, and we have people that come from culturally diverse backgrounds and communities. We are exploring at the moment some options to engage with people that are not Australian citizens in a volunteer capacity, but that has not yet come to fruition, but we are looking at that because we want to make sure our membership reflects the community that we serve.
That's Peter O'Keefe, Assistant Chief Officer of the Victorian CFA's West Region. He says there's more to volunteering than just being on the front line of the fires with a hose.
We have a range of other roles, which are the non-operational roles. Having said that, though, they're roles that are equally as important, such things as fundraising, public education events, all facets of administration and budget and finance, fire prevention and preparedness programs, brigade training and equipment maintenance, media. It's almost a joint CFA as a firefighter, that's great. But behind that person holding the hose, there's a whole lot of other things that need to be done.
Angela Burford from the New South Wales Rural Fire Service says non-operational volunteers provide crucial services.
I can't even tell you how important they are, and whether it be literally providing the food to the firefighters on the ground. They're so important, and the comms people that are sitting in the incident management team, managing the welfare of the crews in the field, getting that really important intelligence so that we can provide information to the community. We just can't get enough people offering their time in those sort of roles.
Training periods generally depend on the kind of role you're looking to do. Operational volunteers have longer training requirements. And after you finish training, time commitments will depend on your role and the particular brigade you've joined. Peter O'Keefe from the Victorian CFA again.
If you undertake an operational role, there is a requirement to do annual training to maintain your skills. You need to maintain regular opportunities to undertake the practical work to keep your skills at the highest level. If you're in a non-operational role, such as community education or perhaps fundraising or maintenance, certainly the training is not as onerous in the first instance, and certainly the requirements on time are probably less onerous.
Angela Burford says the New South Wales RFS has what she calls a flexible volunteer model.
Essentially, when you're signing up to something like this, it is a commitment, and we do expect you to commit some amount of time. But in saying that, we do have a flexible membership model. We do realise that, you know, life is very busy and it's becoming more and more busy these days, but there is a level of expectation that when you commit, you certainly commit in the initial stages to that initial basic training. And then once you are qualified, then, you know, it's up to the members essentially to have that conversation with their brigade captain or their brigade field officers as to, you know, what they can commit.
As bushfires burn across the country, most states and territories have reported high levels of interest in joining firefighting services. That's led to application backlogs in those jurisdictions, meaning that applications are taking longer to process than usual. Ms. Burford says that's been the case in New South Wales.
During times of heightened operational activity, like certainly this year, being as heightened as it is, there is a bit of a backlog. So we've had sort of an influx in membership inquiries, and a lot of those have been processed through as membership applications, which is obviously great news. But because there are so many, yes, there is a bit of a backlog.
To find out more information about your local brigade and its specific requirements, contact your local state or territory fire authority. Evan Young, SBS News.